Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Julie Naparano. Julie, welcome.
Thank you, Father Adam. I'm glad to be here.
So great to have you. Let's begin with the prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for this day and for all that you're doing in our lives. We ask, O Lord, that you open our hearts to receive the gifts that you are offering us this day. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Julie, as we start out, we like to, at least on this show, and by we, I guess I mean me, I like to hear the story of those that, you know, we're talking to, especially how they may have encountered Christ or maybe taken ownership of their faith, or even a sort of conversion story. So would you mind sharing it with us?
I'd be glad to, as best I can. So for me, I would say my first real encounter as a young adult with Christ happened in high school. And it was because of back then we could pray in, I went to public high school, and we could pray in high school. And we had this one teacher who actually taught history. And he would hold youth group meetings after school at our high school. And I was attending these youth group meetings, and they were ecumenical. And for the most part, they were much more leaning Protestant and other sides than anything Catholic. But it was the first time that that it ever really took ownership, and it was during Easter of that year that I wept, and on Good Friday, and understood but didn't understand what was happening, and I remember that vividly because everyone around me, they were already there, or so it seemed. In my little 14 or 15-year-old mind. But looking back, I think that was one of the first times. I was actually raised Lutheran, but not strict. You know, we kind of went to church when we went to church. I mean, I had a family member who used to say this joke, but, you know, now not funny because it was a little too real. But the joke was, we'll see you in church if you sit by the window. And I thought, oh, ha, 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 so-and-so, you know. And then later on, I was like, oh, I get it now. You know? It's kind of not that funny. But in addition to that, I had the most wonderful grandparents. And they held hands still, you know, as what I considered elderly, you know, at the time. That age difference is now, you know, different in my mind today. But they used to attend Bible study at the church, and I never forgot that. They always had a Bible out, like, in their home. Like, we never had a Bible out. It was that's the Bible, don't open it. You know, that was a gift from so-and-so, from Aunt Martha, you know, for Christmas or wedding or something. And it was something that you dusted, and that was it. But my grandparents actually opened it and went to Bible study, so, yeah.
That's it's kind of interesting, this aspect. One is, so even as a Lutheran, you know, growing up as a Lutheran, really the scriptures weren't that big a part of your life, it sounds like. You know, the Bible just kind of sitting there as...
Yeah, it was a lovely Bible, you know, that those white ones, the cushion with the padding on it, and the gold. It wasn't embedded. It didn't seem, anyway, I mean, to me growing up. We went to church, and it also, I don't recall that missing church was a sin. I just don't recall it. I recall more that we went when we were supposed to go, like at Easter and Christmas and, you know, the holidays and the old, every time they go to church, they give out ashes, you know, that kind of, so, yeah.
And then also the influence, the role modeling of your grandparents.
Yeah.
Which, you know, all, you know, for parents and for grandparents, it, you know, it is in those sort of subtle examples that you give to your children or to your grandchildren that seeds can be planted. And I think sometimes, you know, parents and grandparents may be especially struggling with their children or grandchildren falling from the practice of the faith.
Yeah.
They don't realize that some of those small little things do bear fruit.
They do, and it. I think it has, now as a parent of adult children of our own, man, they watch you. They remember, let me tell you, your kids remember everything that you've ever done, good and bad, you know. But I think that's what it is, that you're always being watched. Mm. And it's okay to fail, of course, and it's okay, you know, admit it and obviously ask for forgiveness. But yeah, what you do, what I do matters. And I think that was one of the biggest things I learned about my grandparents. And that they asked me questions. You know, yeah. They wanted to know, well, why do you want to come to church with us? And I grew up on a dairy farm, actually in Wisconsin, very rural. So to go to church was a chore, you know, for my family. And I think it was something you had to go into town, you know, and it took a lot of effort. So I think it was just something that we just didn't do.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Julie Naparano. Julie, so you had this wonderful teacher in high school, mm-hmm. that prayed and then also had this youth group after school. How did your faith kind of progress from that encounter and experience?
Yeah, so I think that was like my awakening, if you will, or acceptance. And then I kind of fumbled in high school a lot, actually. I was trying to figure out myself and who I, you know, who I was and where I fit in. And I didn't fit in anywhere. As I said, I was raised on a dairy farm and somewhat strict upbringing in that girls, you know, didn't wear pants and jeans and all that kind of stuff. And then the high school that I went to actually was a little bit more affluent, and so I didn't quite fit in, you know. And as a girl, and as high school is hard. I mean, high school is hard for everyone. Mm-hmm. Of course, I can only relate to my experience, but it was hard. And so I wasn't on the track of like the normal. Well, then you go to college, you know. So I kind of fumbled around with that and didn't go to college right away. Right out of high school, I worked since I was 15, and then realized something was missing. After I got into kind of some bad crowd and did some bad things, I realized this isn't what I wanted. And I remember like waking up and or falling asleep late into the night, early morning, and thinking, there has to be more. There just has to be more than what I'm experiencing right now. And I think it was then, so I went to college, met my future husband in college, and it was there that I started realizing that I was missing was God. And so around the corner from our dorms, I walked to the Lutheran church. And at this Lutheran church, the pastor, and Lutheran has two different synods, two different sides, Wisconsin and Missouri. I didn't remember exactly what we were growing up. But I remember the pastor being very specific about if you were one or the other, like one you could receive communion and the other one you couldn't. Mm-hmm. And so I made an appointment, you know, as a young adult now at that time, and went to speak to the pastor, and apparently I was the other one. So I couldn't. And I'm like, okay, well, then I don't think I want to go here. So around the corner happened to be the cathedral, the Catholic Church Cathedral. And I walked in, and I was mesmerized. And I literally felt like I was home. Mm. And It was everything, you know, the cathedrals. I mean, churches are built, cathedrals are built the way they are for mm-hmm. a reason, to make you feel like you're someplace else because mm-hmm. you are. And that's exactly how I felt when I walked in. Fast forward, well, I started going and attending Mass at the cathedral, and there's a lot of standing and sitting, and for someone mm-hmm. who didn't experience all that, and people crossing themselves, and apparently I was doing it with the wrong hand at first, and then I realized, you know, everything, and I was going through the motions. It was at that time I was still attending a campus kind of youth ministry and non-denominational, and it was at that time that I started asking, I wanted more. I was asking questions. Well, why is there bad things in the world? Or why does this happen? Or, well, why this? Or why that? And I found in these youth ministries, or this youth group, I mean, they didn't have those answers. And it was just like, oh, just love Jesus and everything will be okay. And I want to believe that. Mm-hmm. But we all know that's not exactly how it works, right? And so I went back to the Catholic Church and I started asking those questions of the church. And started dating, at the time, my future husband, who happened to be a fallen away Catholic at that time. And he started attending church with me.
Well, excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, Julie, we're going to continue this conversation. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today has been Julie Naparano. Let us end with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. All praise to you, Heavenly Father, for all the gifts that you have given us. We give you thanks through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And until next time, peace and all good.